You've played NHL games before. You've played high-level competition, you know, your entire life. What's different in your mind about your game right now? I mean, you've kind of become a real talking point around Toronto. You look different. How different does the game feel to you right now?
I mean, I think I'm just more used to it. I mean, as you said, I played a couple games last year, and that made me a lot more comfortable. And you know, guys on the team, I know everyone a lot better as well. I just feel a lot more comfortable coming to the rink, stepping on the ice. You know, I'm a year older. I've gained a lot of muscle on my body, and I just know a little bit more how everything works, and it's been going well here the first couple games.
I want to get a little bit of an insight to your last calendar year before you played these groupings of games. How tough was it for not really playing and training throughout the summer, coming in and just sort of, you know, being in and out of the lineup, dealing with an injury? How was that physically and mentally for you now that you're playing with the big club?
I think, you know, every time you're out for that long time, you think, you know, you're going to lose the touch of playing hockey and stuff like that. I mean, everything you want is just to play. So, you know, it was more tough mentally than physically, I guess. I think, you know, during this time, I had a lot of time to build up my body, as I just mentioned. And I think that mentally it was more tough because, as I said, you just want to go on the ice and play every single game you can. You know, hockey's the best thing in the world. So that was a little tough. But at the same time, I had great people around me here in Toronto that made it as fun as possible and helped me be as prepared as I could when I got back. So. I had to take it day by day and see the positive side of it with building up my body. So it's a lot more it's a lot better to be back now and playing.
How challenging is it to maintain a level of confidence when you don't get to play for a long time and, you know, watching a lot of hockey and injury and just the way this season has gone? Did you have times when you doubted yourself or was it just a matter of you knew you needed to get back in to find your game?
You know, I didn't really have too many expectations about coming in, how good it was going to go and stuff like that. You know, I was just super excited to get back into the lineup. You know, especially after that injury that I had, just coming back to the rink and be on the same schedule as all the guys, that was just huge. And as soon as you step back on the ice with all the guys, you know, get some extra practice and extra training in, I think you just gain the confidence pretty quick. I think you see on the ice in practice that you can handle guys and that obviously you maintain that when you step into a game. So I think the more games I got, I think the more confidence you're going to get. So, that's about it, I would say.
With Rasmus Sandin of the Toronto Maple Leafs, I do wonder, you played your junior hockey with the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. Kyle Dubas, of course, former general manager of the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds, Sheldon Keefe, former head coach. Did you have an idea in 2018 that Kyle Dubas, with his first ever pick as sole general manager of the Maple Leafs, was going to choose you? And if you did, what did you think when the Maple Leafs swapped positions with the St. Louis Blues in that draft? Essentially, what I'm asking you to do is take us back to the 2018 draft and what was going through your head.
I know. I just remember sitting up there with my family. It was nerve-wracking. But, you know, I had a good feeling about Toronto. I think all the meetings we've had before stepping in into the arena in Dallas there, you know, everything was positive with Toronto. And you know, you never know what's going to happen at the draft. And I think with all the rankings and everything that was going on outside, I mean, I had no idea where I was going to go. It could be, I mean, something from 15 to 40. So I was just prepared for anything, and I was just trying to, you know, soak it all in. But I'm super happy, and I couldn't be more excited that Toronto took me.
You played 21 and a half minutes last night versus the Canucks. Does it make it easier playing with a partner like TJ Brody?
No, TJ Brody helps a lot, obviously. I mean, he's such a good player. And you know, if you get a little bit more ice time, I think you get a little bit more comfortable. I think you're just in the game the whole time. You know, it's when you play a little bit less, you think you're sitting aside a little bit. You're trying to, you know, be in the game the whole time in your head, but trying to move your body around and stuff like that. But when you're playing a little bit more, I think you're able to, you know, just always be in the game. So, you know, and especially playing with TJ, you know, he helps a lot, and he's he's obviously a great player. So it was great playing with him yesterday.
Given all the talent on that Toronto Maple Leafs team, like I think about you when you're running the power play, how much does it affect your decision making, like the particular players you're on the ice with? I just know, like, if I'm the quarterback on the power play and Matthews is out there, I'd only want to pass him the puck. How much do you just look for what's the right play, and how much do you are you cognizant of trying to get the puck to certain people based on the talent on the ice?
You know, I'm not trying to really pass a puck to a certain guy. I mean, I'm trying to pass the puck to the right guy, you know, pass the guy who's open, the guy who has the best opportunity to make the next play or to score or whatever it is. So, you know, doesn't matter really who I'm out there with. I'm just trying to make the right play.
With Rasmus Sandin of the Toronto Maple Leafs, I do have one more junior hockey question for you. We'll get back to the Toronto stuff. I'm always curious. Gabriel Landeskog was one. Swedish players that leave Sweden to go play in junior hockey in Canada. We see the Czechs do it plenty, Russians more so now than ever, but generally Swedish hockey players tend to stay in Sweden. How come you made the decision to go overseas before you joined the NHL?
You know, I was always interested in going over. You know, I had a couple guys that came over that I knew. And my teammate William Nylander's brother Alex, he came over too. And I have the same agency as he does. So, you know, I was always interested in coming over playing junior hockey. And for me, I was kind of in between. I thought that, you know, playing pro hockey in Sweden and play 10 minutes a game, or go over play junior and almost play 30. I mean, for me, the answer is pretty simple. So, you know, coming over and play junior hockey, play a lot of minutes, playing a great team, you know, a team that had a kind of a European style that wanted to hold the puck, a little bit like we do here in the on the Leafs. So, you know, for me, the answer is pretty simple, and I do not regret it any day.
Is it intimidating being in the dressing room now with a very veteran team compared to last year? How is it in the dressing room now with players like Spezza, Thornton, and Wayne Simmonds?
You know, it's great. I mean, those guys act the youngest, I would say. So, you know, it's great to have him here. I mean, I was in quarantine with Jumbo for 2 weeks when I got over for the season, and you know that you just get close to him right away. You know, he's that special guy, and you know, Spezza played a little bit last year. Same with him, unbelievable guy. You know, he's making jokes and you know. Making everyone feel at home here. And then I know Wayne coming in this year together with Bogo and everyone. So, you know, all the new faces that come in this year, it's been unbelievable. And all they're unbelievable guys and obviously very good hockey players as well. So we're very happy to have all the new faces in there.
What have you learned about playing physically in the NHL? It's a league full of huge dudes, and you obviously handle yourself very well amidst that. What have you learned over your NHL experiences to date?
I think that was the biggest step for me last year, you know, coming in. You know, it was my first full pro season, or first the year before, but the second full pro season in the NHL. And you know, all the guys had about 20 pounds more than what I was used to. You know, they're smarter, so they know how to use their bodies a little bit more, and that's something I got more comfortable with playing with. And so, you know, it's just something that I'm used to more now, you know, getting into a couple more games here. And as I said before, you know, building up my body during the summer and all the time that I was injured and didn't play in a game, so... I think I'm just more prepared for it in my body, and as I said, just used to it. Also,
speaking of with Rasmus Sandin, speaking of physical play, the hit on Blake Wheeler. First of all, every time I see that hit, I think of Peter Forsberg. I mean, that is a classic Peter Forsberg, the cold shoulder, whatever you want to call it. Can you take us back to that moment where, like, here's Blake Wheeler, one of the most physical players, not just in the division, but the league, coming down on you, and your thought is, okay, it's Peter Forsberg time, bam, and you catch the Winnipeg captain.
No, you know, I didn't really look behind. I saw behind me there was a guy coming behind me and forechecking me, and he was coming from behind. So, you know, I thought that he was going to hit me. So, and you know, for me, I just try to make a play there and protect the puck, protect myself, and happened to be a big hit. So, you know, it turned out for me that it went pretty well, and I was happy to see him on the happy to see him on the ice after too. It wasn't too serious of an injury, but you know, it turned out to be a pretty big hit there. So it's just a lot of fun. The guys loved it, so it was fun.